If you've ever promised your child a reward for cleaning their room or trained a pet using food, you're probably familiar with the power of positive reinforcement. A group of Washington State University researchers says the same technique helps effectively treat substance use disorder. Health reporter Rachel Sun has more.
Rewarding recovering drug users for staying abstinent could be the best way to treat some kinds of substance use disorders, according to a literature review by WSU researchers. Co-author Sarah Parent says the treatment method, known as contingency management, uses rewards for abstinence to counteract the positive reinforcement people get from drug use. It's especially effective for treating addictions to stimulants like meth or cocaine, which can't be treated with medication.
The only evidence-based intervention for stimulant use is contingency management. That's the only thing that's consistently shown that it helps.
Although the concept is simple, contingency management needs a few things to work that can present challenges for treatment programs. Rewards need to be frequent, at least twice per week, and given shortly after a desired behavior to be effective. Rewards, such as gift certificates or vouchers, also need to be big enough. Exactly how big is still unclear, but Parent and her colleagues advise programs to fund at least $500 worth of incentives per patient over 12 weeks. Parent says one of the biggest challenges is the social stigma against rewarding addicts to not use. But she says positive reinforcement isn't a bad thing.
We all experience positive reinforcement all the time. It's been used for good. It's been used for bad. It's, social media knows how to harness it. So we all respond to positive reinforcement.
I'm Rachel Sun.